Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutan is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. We're getting it going. The NFL's regular season starts tonight.
Dun, 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 dun.
Chiefs, Ravens, football. I just had this overwhelming feeling. Oh, yeah.
Give it to Daddy.
I had this overwhelming feeling come over me last night.
It wasn't the drugs?
No, so I went to the Twitters. I just put out, I love football. I love football. I love football.
And I don't care who knows.
I love the smell of fresh cut grass. I love tackling. I love the weird smell that locker rooms have. I love that smell. It's not a great smell. It's a comforting smell.
I love lamp.
I love lamp. I love shag carpet. I don't love shag carpet.
I hate shag carpet.
I don't like shag carpet at all. I love the smell of usually terrible barbecue on a Friday night, high school football. I love the smell of a lot of good barbecue on a Saturday in a parking lot of a college football stadium.
I love the frozen tundra.
I don't love that. It's cold. I don't like cold.
How about this?
Is it frozen anymore either? Because they use the heating coil.
I love John Facenda. How about that?
I love John Facenda. R.I.P. I think very dead. I think so. I think he died he died over 10 years ago. This is going to be very awkward. Did we kill John Facenda?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa!
He died like in the 90s, didn't he?
September 26, 1984.
40 years ago. Yeah, so over 10, I was right.
A month before I was born.
He died.
Wow.
He died over 10 years ago.
I was way off.
Yeah. Yeah, you gave me that look, and I was like, I think I'm right on this. I think he's long dead, like basically my entire life.
I guess it's for some reason, that never really crossed my mind. But
well, I think it might be, what was it, the Sables?
The Sables,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
And
the yeah. NFL films.
Steve.
Yeah.
Sables. Aren't they? Isn't it Steve and Steve Jr.?
Well, I think Steve was the son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died at 69 years old.
Nice.
In 2012.
Not nice.
Steve Sable. R.I.P.
God, was that long ago?
It was a very long time ago.
Damn.
And then
Father Ed.
Ed Sable. Yeah. Also,
dead. R.I.P.
Yeah. Wow. NFL films taking big hits over the last 40 years.
Gunned down in their prime.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is my fun fact of every football season when we hear this. Little known fact that I'm trying to make a widely known fact.
Somebody's dead?
Southern Oregon University's fight song is an NFL Films fight song. NFL Films contracted out a composer to create a fight song for every NFL franchise.
Mm.
And I think they made 29 fight songs, and there were only 28 teams at the time.
So they had a spare?
They had an extra, and the band director at Southern's like, hey, man, we don't have a fight song. Can you help me out with this? And he's like, I got you. You can have this NFL team's fight song.
This non-existent NFL team?
Yeah. Yeah. So contrary to popular belief, it is not the song Tequila! Nope. It's an actual NFL Films fight song. So that the more you know. Knowledge is power. Football season is here. I love the fall. And although it may be touching a hundo outside here, it's officially football season. Welcome. We made it. All of our football's back today. All of our football is back today. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Let's get it. 5:20 tonight. Unless the world ends in the next 5 hours and 14 minutes, we're going to make it.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't feel good about it. No, don't feel good about it. I mean, I think the track record in this segment alone is pretty good, though. You know, we didn't kill off anybody that's currently alive in this segment.
True.
So
we were just woefully off base on the dates of death.
Give or take 40 years.
No, 30 for me. I mean, I said it was over 10 years ago. It was 40.
Yeesh. Yeah.
It was 40.
Guess the price without going over.
Yikes. Yep, I $1'd that. $1, Bob. Or Drew. $1, Drew. Drew Carey still doing that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Still on that?
I mean, that's like a lifetime appointment.
Not dead?
Definitely.
Super skinny, though.
Oh, man.
I like my Drew Carey fat.
He looks weird with long hair, too.
Yeah, I like my Drew Carey fat. And with a beard.
I want that old crew cut back from the old Drew Carey show.
Bring back the Marine. Well, I mean, it was his Marine haircut.
That's the Drew Carey I know.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there. The guy moved away from Cleveland and got all skinny when he got to L.A., you know? Cleveland rocks.
Is it just the sunlight, or is it more drugs or better drugs in L.A.?
Yes.
Because he got the Letterman beard with it.
I think it's yes.
Probably microdosing.
Whoa. Everything to you is microdosing now. Everything to you. You go into the woods, microdosing. Yeah, you move to L.A., microdosing.
I'm speaking it into existence.
You go, you just covered, like, if you're in the largest city or in the middle of nowhere, you're microdosing. You are trying to, you're just trying to normalize it everywhere now.
I am.
I'm going to microdose the heck out of this sandwich over here. Yeah,
I've never done it, so.
I doubt you're going to microdose that sandwich.
We're going to microdose that.
Yeah, it is a macro dose of that sandwich.
Who are we fooling
full here? Show. Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Vicenda would have been 111 on the 26th of this month. Taken too soon. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean.
Gunned down in its prime.
Now our... Or legendary voices can't even live to be 111 years old anymore.
Mm. What is this world coming to?
What's with, like, Willard Scott, ooh, also dead, he can't even do...
Quick, name dead people.
He can't even do the Smucker's Jam birthday celebrations on the Today Show of our 111-year-old voices of NFL football.
Yeah, the oldest man in the world is now 112.
Really?
Yeah, the oldest man in the world was 116.
I think it was 117.
Wasn't it 117?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just died.
Yeah.
The oldest person in the world right now, I believe, is a 118-year-old woman.
Wow.
And she looks exactly like you would think a 118-year-old would look.
California raisin.
Oh, it looks like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Let's see here.
I don't know if I could. Could you think of any time period where it's got to be crazier to have lived for 118 years? The changes you have seen over the last 118 years.
So that lady was born in what, like 1906 or 7?
You lived through every world war.
Yeah, you went from when you were born, like the car.
Brand new.
Was like, whoa!
Like horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Indoor electricity was not everywhere. Indoor plumbing was not everywhere.
Yeah, back when they thought that traveling over 60 miles an hour in a car would rip your face off.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have windshields then, so it kind of probably did. I mean, you were just after, like, the only thing that she didn't see was, like, the Wright brothers. Oof, but it was, yeah. Like...
Kitty Hawk was 1903.
1903, I think, yeah.
Yeah, 1903.
Yeah.
And look, we need to figure this out between Ohio and North Carolina. Mm. Both of them are claiming the Wright brothers.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
You didn't know that?
I always thought it was North Carolina.
I believe both of their license plates, like North Carolina is first in flight. Ohio has something about the Wright brothers, too.
And Dirty Rivers.
We need to figure that out. I'm going to leave that to y'all over there. I'm just going to stay out here in Oregon. Mm. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that I'm used to. You know, we're just a Pacific Wonderland out here. That's all we do. You know? Lewis and Clark, they ventured out here, and their diaries indicated they hated it out here.
Good Lord.
They called it a wasteland.
It rains, man.
Yeah, they were none too thrilled with this is what we did this for. It's like, well, just stick around for a while. The summers are great.
1876 was when the first telephone patent was put in.
18 what?
76.
All right.
So we're 30 years removed from a telephone.
And 130 years from America.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. Yeah. Think of wrap your head around that one, huh?
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes.
Yikes. Was she closer to...
Well, Civil War ended in 65. Yeah. So she's...
Okay, was she closer to the end of the Civil War or the first commercial airliner?
Civil War.
Really? Yeah. Google when the commercial airliner was.
I'm going to say 62.
1962? That seems late. Where are we at with the first commercial airliner?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically it's the Zeppelin. It's 1909.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out well. Hindenburg. She saw the Hindenburg, too. She's seen a lot, man. The Titanic sinking was in her life. Golly.
World's first commercial airline, 1949.
1949.
The first scheduled commercial flight, 1914.
Okay.
On January 1st, Tony Janus flew Benoist 14 biplane from St. Petersburg to Tampa, Florida.
So they went from Portland to Gresham?
Yeah, yes. 17 miles.
Carrying a single paying passenger.
Yeah, that's technically correct, but we're talking about the idea of like...
Yeah, yes, but at the same time, however long that took was way faster than the other options that they had. Think
Probably.
About that. Yeah.
Well... How long did that flight take?
I don't know.
Took, let's see, shortened travel time by more than 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Turns out going 18 miles an hour.
But by the time you go through security and TSA, and it's just, you might as well just drive.
Do you think that's like the origin of, like, dad went out for milk and never came back? Because, like, you had to go a long way.
It took a long time to go get milk. So much milk.
Yeah, dad went to go pick up some groceries. We never saw him again. It did take 3 days round trip for him to get there usually. But this one, he just never came back. Man, yeah, what a time to be alive for her.
Dad.
I mean, we should put her on some, like, just be like, hey, we're going to put you on a Concorde jet. We are going to put you on a, you know, one of those super trains that they got there in Japan, and just let her go fast. Ricky Bobby this thing. I won't go fast. 118 years old, huh? I don't want to live that long.
No. No, it's too long.
I don't think I want to live that long.
I can't imagine the pain that I would be in.
Rob and I were having this conversation, and he was like, I want to live as long as I can.
Yeah, I remember this, and I just looked at him like, why?
Yeah.
I want to live as long comfortably as I can. If I need to, like, if you need to wipe my drool, just all over the wall, man. My brains. Just get it over with.
Dang.
I've already told my wife this. She's like, why do you want to do this? I'm like, because I'm telling you now. If I'm ever a burden on my family, be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I want no part of that.
Yep.
What you do with my body afterwards, sell it to science.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, my goal is to be like the guy who sold his mother to the funeral home or to the lab, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then the lab sold it to the military, and then they blew it up with a rocket.
Do you know the last person to be alive from the 1800s died in 2013?
No,
2017. Wow. 2017.
That's so insane.
Emma Murano, 1899 to 2017.
Think about that. That's, I mean, again, the woman we're talking about now is 1905, 6 years later.
Well, old Uncle Spud, remember him? He was born 1896.
Remember? Oh, old...
Seven-finger Spud.
Seven-finger Uncle Sputter there?
Yeah.
I had a great-grandmother.
A good run, dude.
When I was five. Explains
why a laundry machine would take off some fingers, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't used to that.
Industrial safety was not the same then.
Mm-mm.
But I think she was born in like the 1870s.
What?
Yeah, there was like a weird age gap. Like she had a kid super, super, super late.
God.
And I was
like the John Tyler.
Whoa. Story. Yes, it's like that.
It still has like a living grandchild.
He has a grandson.
Yeah,
John Tyler does, and he was.
Again, this is like what, 35 years ago, so it's, you know, it's not quite as crazy, but it was like, holy crap.
John Tyler was our 10th president, and he has a grandson that's still alive.
Is he like 80-something?
He was born in 1790.
How is that physically possible?
I think is it Harrison Ruffin Tyler that is the one that's still alive?
I don't know.
That's
last
nuts.
Living grandchild of, yeah, let's see here. Still kicking, it looks like. 95 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
And because John Tyler had his kid when he was in his 60s, and then his kid had...
I think it was like 70-something.
This dude in his, like, 70s.
Yeah.
And so now here we are, 130 years later, still one kicking.
Man.
Whoa! That's crazy.
Crazy.
All right, well, so that's... Dead people,
super
alive
old
people.
We really ran the gamut there, didn't we?
But the moral of the story is football's back. And by the way, that lady, older than the NFL. How about that for bringing it home?
Hey!
Huh? She was like 12 when the NFL started. Yeah. Sorry, those are ominous bells. Like, those are like church bells. And funeral. All right. Well, we got some football that we got to get to today. Bob Beeler's going to join us. He's the play-by-play man for the Boise State Broncos. He's seen a lot in his time as the play-by-play man for Boise State. This is his 16th year on the call for the Broncos. He joins us at 2 o'clock today to get a preview of the Broncos as they get ready for a trip to Eugene and Autzen Stadium. We've got to get our picks in today. Picks are back, baby. Let's go. And we got to get our regular season and Super Bowl winning picks. Let's get this thing going. But where we got to start, the last 6 years have been dominated by these two. Will the reign continue? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Week one of the NFL regular season gets underway tonight. 5:20 kick on NBC. The Kansas City Chiefs start their quest for a three-peat, taking on the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
And the Chiefs won't be allowed to do it without their superfan.
No. No. Chiefsaholic, 17 and a half years in prison.
3 years of supervised probation, too.
Dang.
Yeah, 17 and a half with no early release.
No early release. Remember, Chiefsaholic was the guy who was bankrolling his Chiefs road games and season tickets by robbing banks. Literally.
Is that frowned upon?
I think so.
To step beyond the Chase money glitch.
He just should have done the Chase money glitch from yesterday. That's a callback to yesterday's worst day on the web. But he got 17 and a half years in the slam. I find it very fitting that that happens on the day of the opening game.
Perfect.
He's like, what time is TV time for us?
Also, how disgusting is it for all of these monsters that live on the East Coast to have to watch football starting at 8:20?
Yeah, well, how about we just frame it as having to wait until 8:20?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Know, like, having to wait until 8:20.
God, couldn't be me.
It's a different world that East Coast bias is very, 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 very real.
And then they come out here and they go, oh my God, it's we can heaven. Watch football the entire day.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting at 9.
Yeah. You could do it all day long.
All night long.
And you don't have to go to bed at midnight.
Well, I mean, you do if you catch that Hawaii game.
That's true.
If you're a real sicko,
sure.
You watch that Hawaii game and you're up till about 1 o'clock in the morning watching those things. And it's glorious because it's daytime there and you're like, what is this? This is crazy.
It is super weird. When you see the sun still out and you're like, it's pitch black outside.
Uh-huh.
What's happening here?
All right. Well, we get this game tonight to kick off the NFL's regular season, a rematch of the AFC Championship game. Lamar Jackson, 1-4 all time against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, if you're going to be 1-4 against a team, it's probably going to be the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, the AFC Championship game, he done threw the ball pretty well. But the problem with Lamar Jackson and the Kansas City Chiefs is, whatever it is that Steve Spagnuolo has in his secret sauce, he finds a way to absolutely grind this offense to a halt. Remember last year in the AFC Championship game, they scored a touchdown on their second drive, right? Kansas City got the, Baltimore went 3-and-out. Kansas City gets the ball, marches down the field, scores a touchdown. Lamar Jackson and company, they put together a quick strike drive and end up putting up a touchdown on the board. And then after that, the Baltimore Ravens did not score a touchdown from the first quarter until there was about 4 minutes left in the game is when they started their drive. I think they punched it in with like 2.5 to go to make it 17-10. Spagnuolo gets a read of what Baltimore's doing. And look, doesn't matter vertical threat. It doesn't matter new coordinator. What happens? They just grind them down and pull the brakes back on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. And this year, Lamar Jackson's got to be that dude. We're talking about these two guys have won the MVP 4 of the last 6 seasons. Patrick Mahomes,
yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
They're both pretty good. And, you know, it's interesting. You look at this is, quote-unquote, the healthiest you'll be all season.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens, looking at their injury report, they've got some knocks and some dings because they're the Ravens, but it's not as detrimental as it has been in the past. You look up and down the list, and you're like...
And it's only week one.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, for this kind of matchup, you basically have everything that you're going to have for the season.
Yep.
I mean, the one guy I think you could make an argument for being impactful is Trayvon Mullen at the corner spot. But beyond that, they've got everything they're going to have.
Yep.
And so if you're not getting it done here, and again, difference between being the beginning of the season versus the end of the season, I do think that there's more on this game than usual.
No, no doubt about it.
Not even just the impact, but it does kind of set the tone for your season. And they, you know, the Chiefs have done this now twice in a row. They're going for that three-peat. Remember, what did we get out of the Lions last year to start the season? And it set their season off.
I don't remember the Lions' start to their season.
They beat the Chiefs.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Look at that. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That was the Thursday night game.
Nope. Have zero recollection of
nothing?
That. Nothing?
Nothing. Great game.
Does nothing in my brain.
Wow.
Still, you said it, and I'm like, nope. No, none.
But reminder, it can be a way to kind of catapult your season.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is going to be an interesting year for Baltimore now that you have, you know, Mark Andrews back. You get to see Zay Flowers. That injury was gnarly to Mark Andrews last year. Isaiah Likely, so you have two tight ends that you can kind of trust for Baltimore. Derrick Henry in the backfield with Lamar Jackson, that could be absolutely terrifying for defenses across the NFL because you have two viable, legit running threats. Is this going to be the year we see the fall off of Derrick Henry, though? You know, you want to talk about carry thresholds and what that means to a running
back. We've been talking about it for 3 years.
eventually, at some point it's going to happen.
It's just, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, it's going to happen. It still hasn't yet. I think it's a testament to who he is.
And that's something that you cannot, that may be the biggest difference that Steve Spagnuolo and the defense have to have in their approach against Lamar Jackson is you can't just sit somebody on the edge and say, we are going to box in Lamar Jackson now because
now there's a hammer in the
you are going to allow a larger running lane for Derrick Henry if you do that, and do that at your own peril.
Yeah, I can tell you who doesn't like that idea. Any of the DBs in the middle of the field.
No, or any of the linebackers for that matter, because he's bigger than them too.
It's true, he is.
I mean, he is an absolute unit.
Yeah, Chiefs don't really have that big of linebackers, now that I think about it.
They
got a big boy in the middle in Chris Jones, but...
Are we seeing the two MVPs again, though, this year? Because we've seen Mahomes, Lamar, back-to-back years. The 2 years before that, it was Aaron Rodgers winning his back-to-back. And then you had Lamar and Mahomes again.
Your favorite four right of six. Now, according to across six different books, Patrick Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2,
oh.
Burrow 3, Hurts 4, Stroud 5, Love 6, Rodgers 7, Lamar 8. That's weird, right?
Good value on Lamar Jackson.
He's at plus 1,600. Hell, you can get him for plus 2,000 in some books.
Yeah, I think that might be when you see like Josh Allen sitting there at 2, right?
Because
we know he is
so
going
much.
To have to carry that Bills team and it bear a bigger load than he has before if
Jalen
they're going
to
be successful.
That's tough for me to see.
You win your division, you go deep into the playoffs, and oh, by the way, Philly fans are going to bet it, so.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, they're going to be all on board with that. Oh, great value on Jalen Hurts! Great value on Jalen Hurts! Lamar at 8 is pretty interesting, though.
Christian McCaffrey, was it?
Yeah, when's our first non-quarterback?
17th.
That's our first non-quarterback?
Christian McCaffrey.
17th?
Sandwiched in between Trevor Lawrence and Kirk Cousins. To give you an idea of where that's at, it goes McCaffrey at 17, Cousins at 18, Caleb Williams at 19.
Yeah, that's quite the drop-off there.
Tyreek Hill is 5 spots behind Caleb Williams, so he's the first wide receiver. He is ahead of Justin Jefferson, which makes sense.
Where's Aaron Rodgers on this? Where's Rodgers? Rodgers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th.
7th.
Just ahead of Lamar.
Just ahead of Lamar Jackson. Well, Aaron Rodgers had... quite the comment today. I don't know if it's adding up to what we've been hearing coming from within the walls of the New York Jets. We'll get to that after us with SportsCenter. Aaron Rodgers, 7th best odds to win the MVP. Coming off an Achilles. You're 40 years old. Coming off an Achilles. That is going to be kind of where all eyes are. New York made a big gamble in bringing Aaron Rodgers. Last year, it lasted all 4 plays. And he kept teasing, oh, maybe I'll be able to come back at some point last year, which everybody kind of rolled their eyes at and said, there's no effing way. But now he is back. Reports out of New York are that something seems a little off with him. I don't know. Might be that he's 40. Might be that he's coming off an Achilles. Probably a combination of both of those things, though. But Rodgers today said, I have a lot of pride in my performance, so when I take the field, I expect greatness, because I've done it before. So that's the kind of standard I hold myself to. What are we expecting out of Aaron Rodgers this year?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And that's the thing is, going into last year, before the Achilles went, I did expect greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was he coming off of?
An MVP season.
Right. And there, even if you thought he's going to lose a little bit on his fastball.
Well, I guess, no, two years prior he had.
But the season he came off of before that was very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't see any slowdown.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, he can't make that throw anymore.
He did miss some time in 2022. I don't think he played a full season, did he, in 2022? Because we did see Jordan Love in Kansas City that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking at a guy that I think 2020, no, he played all 17 games, all 17 games in 2022. Threw for 3,600 yards, which I would say that's a little bit of a drop off for him because he's around 4,000 yards guaranteed every single year. But Rodgers now has, think of the weapons that are around Aaron Rodgers, though. I mean, if you have an Aaron Rodgers team with Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Alan Lazard, which is his little safety blanket that he has, Breece Hall, back in as a running back with a competent quarterback to keep a defense honest.
And getting his Madden scan updated.
Is what?
Did you not see this?
Madden? Oh, his Madden scan. His scan? I thought you said his Madden scan, and I was like, an MRI?
Yeah,
no, his Madden scan. They did him dirty.
They gave him a 7 head.
Yeah, it was brutal. Like, Peyton Manning was like, egregious forehead.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really
bad. They've since updated it.
Okay, they re-scanned his face.
I think they came out to practice and gave him the new scan. Because not only did it not look like him, they gave him a cone head.
Yeah.
It was bad.
He must have moved.
Sauce Gardner did him dirty. His own teammate did him dirty. But it has since been updated.
All right. Well, hey, so all good news then. Mm. All good news
coming out of New York right now.
Positive
for the Jets. It sounds a lot like last year.
We got great news coming out of New York camp right now. Robert Saleh did update the status of Hassan Reddick today. He is still not showing up. So you traded a third round pick for a guy that is not going to be playing.
And man, he is taking fines on the chin at this point.
Yeah.
What's he up to, like? $2 million in fines?
Probably more than that at this point.
Because they said Ayuk was at around
50K a day. That's a big chunk of money.
Well, it's also additional fines for like longer periods and then...
Well, and he missed out. He's already missed out on over $3 million like midway through training camp because he didn't show up, so he didn't get his workout bonuses.
Yeah, workout bonus, yeah.
And so...
Oof.
For a guy that really wants money, he doesn't seem like he's wanting money all that much right now.
Crazy.
But if Aaron Rodgers comes out and he has another 4,000-yard season and he looks... And look, he's not going to be anything close to prime Aaron Rodgers because even in 2022, he was not looking like prime Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. But if you have a guy who throws close to 4,000 yards, he is distributing the ball and he uses his variety of targets. And I think that's one thing that you have in New York. You look at balance of their receivers. You have big body receiver in Mike Williams. You have the burst go-to guy in Garrett Wilson. You have the possession receiver in Alan Lazard. You have back out in Breece Hall that you can trust. He's got a safety valve. He's got a big third down target. He's got a possession receiver, and he's got a game-breaking wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers usually thrives in those scenarios. And if you can get even a shell of what he was when he won the MVP, in 2021, then you're looking at a New York Jets team in a division where the Buffalo Bills did not improve their roster this year. The Miami Dolphins improved in some spots, but had to make some really tough decisions in others. So you can kind of call them a wash. Mm-hmm. The New England Patriots are going to be an absolute disaster this year by design. The Jets could be one of those plucky, sneaky teams that we're writing them off because of the big unknown surrounding Aaron Rodgers.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is there a team in the NFL that you're like, yes, they improved this season?
A team in the NFL?
Just in the NFL in general.
Yeah.
To me, it's the Bears, but beyond that, maybe the Texans?
The Bears, the Texans are definitely one. The Atlanta Falcons are one that
improved dramatically. That's true, because the quarterback play was so bad.
Yeah.
Hot take. I feel like the Texans are going to regress this year.
No, I said this.
I think it's a lukewarm take.
Here's the thing that I said this in, like, before all the, right when the NFL season ended, was I know there's going to be a lot of hype around C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans. But on one hand, you're going to get a book on C.J. Stroud. You are going to get an improved division as well, just by the health of Trevor Lawrence. And like some people have been talking about the Houston Texans, like they're a team that went like, you know,
12-5,
13-4 last year. They won the division at 10-7. They won their division at 10-7 last year, which, if you're keeping track, the only team that was worse was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which went 9-8 in the worst division in all of football.
Yeah. I'll just say it's not some 7-9 BS.
It is not 7-9 BS because you can't have that anymore.
Nope.
But the Colts will have Anthony Richardson back. Trevor Lawrence will be healthy. The Tennessee Titans appear to have gained competency, which they were just an incompetent franchise last year. But they're without their bell cow and Derrick Henry now moving forward. So you look at a division where two of the four teams also are going to be improved just based on health alone, right?
Sure.
I could definitely see a regression for the Houston Texans.
It just feels like around the NFL that there's a lot.
But they got Stephon Diggs. They got better. Yeah.
But you know, do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't feel like there's been, with the exception, again, to me, the Bears are the one that stand out because the improvements made in the first round of the draft alone are monumental. It feels like the teams reinforced, buttressed even, but didn't get better. Like, oh, that team got better. There's not a ton of them.
I'll say
a lot of maintaining, mild adjustments, retaining, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah,
but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, looking around the NFL landscape, it doesn't feel like there's been really too many seismic and or monumental shifts. And no, don't be wrong. There's going to be a team that surprises us out of nowhere. Maybe Trevor Lawrence takes the leap that we all thought he was football Jesus and has an MVP caliber campaign, something along those lines. Like that's one of those. I mean, CJ Stroud had that last year. We went, oh crap. And I think there's going to be one of those storylines this year where some Geno Smith 2 years ago, we went, holy.
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, the Ravens seem like a team that would pop out just because they got a big name in
Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. But they also lost Patrick Queen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big loss to your secondary. Ronald Darby left for Jacksonville, too.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even where there's changes, there were subtractions, too.
Geno Stone went to the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of subtractions there, but that's the beauty of the NFL, and that's why they want to be
a
league of parity.
It is. That's what I mean. It truly is interesting. Yeah. This year, and really last year, too, it feels like where in the past, they're going to be wrong. There's the ditch diggers, too. Shout out the Patriots and the Panthers right now.
That's right.
But beyond that bottom probably four teams of the
Patriots. Don't leave the Raiders out.
I would say that the Patriots and Panthers are true doo-doo. The Raiders are the next, like, they're the fertilizer as opposed to just the straight crap. They've got a little blend there. Then probably the Cardinals. Outside of those really crappy teams, you want to throw the Titans in there, that's fine. There's not a lot of real bad doo-doo on the surface.
Like, we have a texter that says the Eagles got better with Saquon Barkley. Don't know.
They lost Jason Kelce.
Well, I don't know how you replace Jason Kelce or Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, I don't know if they got better. Did they add a better running back? Sure.
Yeah.
You just lost the heart and soul of your team.
On both lines of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
And not to mention the absolute S show going on behind the scenes. I don't know if that needs to be factored into the whole getting better part of it.
Yeah, if your head coach and quarterback hate each
other. Yeah, they want to kill each other. That's not exactly a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's called getting better.
They also lost Marcus Mariota. People forget. Backup quarterback.
Giants? The Giants got better? I guess if you want to say Malik Nabers, but they got Danny Dimes back.
No, Burns.
You know what? They did get Brian Burns for nothing.
I mean,
they got him for nothing.
Did get better. Their roster did get better.
And their front four, top five in the NFL pretty easily.
We haven't talked about this, though. Did you see the heat that Joe Shane is taking for his Hard Knocks?
No.
The quote on Hard Knocks. There's a little shot of Ryan Poles and Joe Shane talking. And Joe Shane Mike's picked him up saying, must be nice not having to scout a quarterback.
Wow. Wow. Oops.
Whoopsies.
I mean, that's a lot like the Commander's vice president saying the quiet part out loud. Of which he got fired, by the way, today.
Yeah, he did get fired.
He got fired.
He got canned. He gone.
Got suspended, and then he got fired.
He gone.
I bet you the rest of that video is coming out soon.
Oh, man.
Can't wait to see it.
Yep. So they did. I will say, yes, Giants did get better this year.
You still suck, and you are the sixth team in that pile of doo-doo.
Yeah.
They suck. You're so much.
You're in there.
They are genuinely an awful team.
Teams are, it's going to be hard to run the football against them.
Yeah, they
have
front four,
elite pass rushers,
incredible.
Too.
Incredible.
But their offense is going to be
egregiously
sight
bad
to behold.
Worst offense, Patriots or Giants?
Patriots.
Think so?
Yeah. Their offensive line is...
That's true.
Even worse.
Yeah, the Giants did seem to patch that up.
Yeah, but we got a running back. We got two.
And you got rid of Zeke, which is like addition by subtraction. There, they got better. They got better by not having Ezekiel Elliott on their roster.
Ugh. All right.
God.
Yeah, so there are teams that got better.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale of better.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of the NFL. And that's why their salary cap is so hard to figure out. They do that intentionally. Is to like, it's like, yeah, these teams that, like the Giants, yeah, they got better, but their baseline was so far down, and they had money to spend. They're like, God, we got to spend it somehow. And then the Panthers are just a rudderless ship just wandering around the ocean right now.
When we look back in 5 years, what era would be, because I think if you're talking eras of football, like 3 to 5 year periods of the worst football you've ever seen, it's the late 80s, early 90s Patriots, the 0-16 year before and 2 years after Lions, and I think the Panthers are right there right now as far as the most talent depraved S shows that rudderless, no. There's no saving grace.
I will point you to the Cleveland Browns, kind sir. Hugh Jackson led Cleveland Browns. That you want to talk about a organization that had no idea what it was doing, and playing in a really good division.
Didn't
too,
they also find a way to win
exponentially
like seven
worse.
Games like once every 2 years? Though
let me show you a 3 year run where they went 3-13, 1-15, 0-16. That would be 2015 through 2017.
God, did they I thought they had one in there. Where
I will also give you 2008 through 2013, 4-12, 5-11, 5-11, 4-12, 5-11, 4-12.
So I guess that's the era I'm thinking of. I guess it was only five. I thought they had a seven winner in there.
That,
I thought they hit the Jeff Fisher 7-9 BS.
That's doo-doo, baby. And then let me give you...
Those teams weren't entirely bereft of talent. They were just bereft of quarterback.
Oh, no. They were really bad. I mean, they were really bad. They were really bad.
I just look at this Panthers team, and I genuinely think of it as like those Patriot teams that you're just like, that's the worst team I've ever seen play football.
Quarterbacking the 2011 Cleveland Browns, Colt McCoy and Seneca Wallace.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
Pride and joy of Texas and Iowa State. Good Lord.
They did have Peyton Hillis, but not the good year of Peyton Hillis at running back. Their leading rusher rushed for 587 yards that year.
Who was it?
Peyton Hillis.
Oh, it was Peyton Hillis. Oh, God.
Peyton Hillis was their leading rusher that year.
That was after the steroids cleared out?
Their leading receiver that season, Greg Little. 709 yards.
He got paid after that, too, didn't he? Did he go to the Rams and get paid?
Josh Cribbs was on that team.
Oh.
He had 518 yards receiving.
Was he returning the ball yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He had more kick return yards than receiving yards yeah, that season. Right. Actually, twice as many kick returns.
He was really good. Really good kick returner. But you understand what I'm saying about the Panthers, right?
Like, Phil Dawson was the bright spot there.
Kicker for what, 17 years?
Yeah, really long time.
But you understand what I'm saying about the Panthers, right? Just their level of suck, and there's no redemption for that team.
Miami Dolphins are on the Vancouver Ford Tech line.
Ooh.
They've got some stinkers in there, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. They.
The post-Marino era was not favorable to them.
Well, no. Dave Wannstedt tried his hardest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they align more with what you were talking about with the thinking of the Browns.
That 1-7 win year here or there?
No, they were usually in like the 7 or 8 win window.
Okay.
With
the Ricky Williams Dolphins?
The worst year was like 5-11. Oh, there's a 1-15.
There it is. 7.
But the very next year went 11-5.
How?
Tony Sperano.
Good Lord.
That's
that does not live in my brain.
They went 9-7, 6-10, 1-15, and then 11-5.
Who did they draft?
God.
Right?
No, Chad Pennington was a quarterback that year.
Most So post-injury Dolphins Pennington with no arm led them to 11 wins?
He sure did.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, best player on the team, according to Football Reference that year.
Goodness gracious.
And that, remember, the Tony Sperano, if I'm correct, he's the one that was the Wildcat year. Ronnie Brown in the Wildcat.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
They threw the Wildcat at everybody, and NFL teams were like, we have no idea.
There was a month period where it drove NFL teams absolutely insane.
Well, this has taken us to a weird and dark spot, so we're way over.
There you go. I'm good.
Coming up next, the sports. Oh, I've got something for you. Baseball. I have something baseball related.
We have picks, too.
Next on The Fan. Today in Imagine How Bad the Mariners Would Be, I give you this. This comes from Mariners PR stats last night. Most quality starts with zero walks in Major League Baseball since 2022. Number one on the list, George Kirby with 26.
Mm.
Number two, Logan Gilbert with 20. So the two...
Who do they pitch for?
The Seattle Mariners. The two best pitchers with quality starts and zero walks in Major League Baseball over the last two seasons pitch for the Mariners, yet their offense is still dreadful. Could you imagine how bad the Mariners' offense would be if they had to face Logan Gilbert or George Kirby? They don't even... That's the best thing that they got going for them is that they don't ever have to face their own pitching staff.
Felix Hernandez is over there as the DiCaprio meme. Just pointing.
Oh, man.
I've seen that before.
That,
how are living. You so inept for so long?
Good question.
And then they come out yesterday and score 16 runs.
But you know,
with only a single home run.
Well, that's the A's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, you go through cycles and, you know, you get things wrong.
Yeah.
That happens. But how can you have generational pitching multiple times?
Yeah.
And continue.
Yeah.
To fail to score runs.
Not good, Bob.
I don't understand it.
I saw today, I've been watching the Reds-Mariners game. Reds Astros game, and Ty France had himself a day at the plate. He went 2-for-3 with a dinger today, a solo shot. In that series where the Reds swept the Houston Astros,
hate to see it.
Ty France went 9-for-11.
Remind me again, was he put on waivers?
Yeah, they ended up trading him. But they were like, yeah, you know, this he'll be our sacrificial lamb because he's definitely the problem here. He went 9-for-11 with a home run, a double, and 3 RBI in this series where they swept the Houston Astros.
Seems almost impossible to go 9-for-11 and only have 3 RBI.
Yeah, not hitting for power.
You know what I mean?
Just hitting to get on base, man. Get out of a slump and start hitting better.
It's got
to
slap it then.
But this is like, but that's part of like why the Mariners are so bad though, is that they reach and grasp for straws
endlessly,
and they're the wrong ones at every turn.
Let's and again, a lot of this is like, well, Julio's having a bad year. Julio alone not sucking doesn't save this.
No,
it makes them better certainly because he's been bad this year. He just had a slump year. Just it is what it is. I bet you sometime this offseason we'll hear, oh, yeah, no, Julio's having surgery on his ankle. And it's going to go, oh, okay. But I cannot fathom that. It's truly, like, look, I'm spoiled as a Cardinals fan. As a farm system of the last 40 years, they've churned out Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer.
Not bad.
But for the love of God, get in on somebody. Yeah. Once.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are one of the cheapest teams in baseball, and yet they've managed to get Matt Holliday, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt. Like, for the love of God, go get somebody over a decade.
Yeah. Ginger Fit Dad says, funny thing is that the Mariners can still win the division. They blew a 10-game lead in 24 games, and now are 5 games back. If they win, they'll be 4 games back. With 22 to play.
Yeah, didn't they drop under 500? Oh, they're back to 500.
They're back to 500. They'll be over. I mean, because they absolutely dominated.
How many
yesterday.
Games were they over 500? Weren't they like 18, 19 games over 500?
Yeah. Yeah. Got to get hot at the right time. Got to get hot at the right time. But they got three more at the Astros. Maybe they can figure that out. All right, let's get to hour number two. We got our picks for the season. Let's go. Still to come, Bob Beeler, the play-by-play voice of the Boise State Broncos, joins us at the top of next hour. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.